With me today is Rhonda Held, and she is with the Council on the Aging, and we are going to talk about advanced care planning. Good day, Rhonda.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Australia being one of fastest aging population, a lot of us are being encouraged to plan ahead for our older years, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
What are the benefits of being able to plan ahead in relation to your care when you are older, when you are of sound mind?
So certainly the move to clarify the process around making an advanced care directive has been very helpful. So the state government's recently passed some legislation around that. And it's important that you kind of think through what kind of care do you want at the end of life, and that you can really make the choices rather than have other people make those choices for you. So if you do the plan, you know, while you are able to do that, then it gives the people around you some guidance, including the doctors, about what sort of treatment you would like should certain situations happen. The legislation also enables you to make what's called a values directive. So without making sort of specific requests that you would like this treatment or not like some sort of treatment, you can generally talk about what are the things that are important to you and how would you like the people making those decisions, you know, to be guided in their decisions should you not be able to actually speak up for yourself.
An advanced care directive, does that mean you are planning for choices in life when you are unwell?
Yes, so it's really about what happens to you if you have, sort of have a medical condition or a medical incident like a stroke or a heart attack. How do you want people to look after you in that situation?
That would include a lot of people sign a do not resuscitate document.
Yes, so that could be something like that. So you might specify in certain situations that you don't want people to resuscitate you. Or it could be that, you know, you want a particular kind of treatment to take place or, you know, that you don't want, for example, you know, chemotherapy or radiotherapy for cancer at a particular stage. So it's really going through what are the options in certain scenarios and how would I want that to happen for me.
Of course, before we do any of these important and significant choices in life, it is important to be well aware as well, isn't it?
Yes. And we find, I mean, end of life, you know, we work with older people a lot, and the end of life, they think a lot about it and it's a really important issue to them, but not a lot of people are aware of, you know, being able to do an advance directive, or they know that there is one, but they don't quite get around to it. So we really encourage, COTA does a lot of information sessions and community forums around these issues and really encouraging people to think about it, understand what their options are, and have those discussions with their family and, you know, get the forms filled out.
And, of course, it's important to have someone who knows that you have this in hand.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's part of the process, and it's also part of the new legislation to make sure that those people who are treating you, like ambulance drivers, for example, can be aware of your directives.
And recently it has been discussed about assisted dying.
Yes, that's right.
And here in Victoria, about the possibility of becoming the first state to legalise euthanasia.
Yes, well, there was a parliamentary inquiry and the government's just handed down their response to that today. Their response on assisted dying is that they didn't feel that there was enough information to really put forward legislation on that issue, even though the parliamentary inquiry was very thorough and they did do a lot of research and had a lot of consultations. But clearly it's a very controversial issue, and we've seen in South Australia recently, you know, a divided vote which eventually didn't pass on this type of legislation. So I think the government wants to have further discussions and do further research before they put forward any sort of legislation around this issue. And we would certainly, again, because it is an important issue to older people, we encourage the community to, you know, have that discussion and debate around whether they want this sort of law or not.
I suppose it's also important to be aware that in decisions like this, it is our future that they are talking about, isn't it? And it's important that we become actively engaged with discussions.
Involved in it, yeah. So people, there can be a lot of scaremongering too. You know, so people really need to understand the issues that were raised in the inquiry and, you know, what the pros and cons were put forward for various sort of options. I mean, we're also very concerned that there are good safeguards there. We know that sometimes older people don't get you know, such a good deal in hospitals. So, you know, we want vulnerable people to be protected, but we also want older people to, you know, be able to make informed choices too.
And I suppose there's also a lot of misconceptions around it.
Yes, there are.
And because this is something that deals with our mortality, it's one of the hardest issues to tackle.
It is, yep. It's interesting when we ran a forum recently in the city of Casey called Dying to Talk. When you bring older people together, they do really want to talk about these issues. There were long queues for, you know, talking to the speakers over the break. So everyone's had an experience, you know, with a parent or with a friend of going through this process. And, you know, people who experience that then start thinking about, well, how do I want it to happen for me? And I need more information to really, you know, make good choices in this situation. So those discussions are really important.
So early days, there's more room for discussion, there's more room for debate.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Rhonda Held from the Council of the Aging.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.